Well, Billy, so close. 0.02 of a second. I mean, that is nothing. Frustrating for you.
Yeah, frustrating, but encouraging how my horse performed. I'm gutted not to win. But I think maybe I've qualified now for the World Cup final, so that's it's something I can take from the class, you know.
And I suppose if you're going to be beaten by anybody, Michael Whittaker, vast experience, he used to train you as well, so yeah. that he's still got it, hasn't he?
Yeah, I suppose if there's any out of the 40 that I wouldn't mind winning, he's one of them, I suppose.
But it was a thrilling competition. Did he always, we know your horse is good in a speed, in the jump off.
Yeah, she's competitive mare. Like I said earlier in the press conference, she is competing consistently well. I mean, week in, week out. So I'm delighted with how she's going on. I have the benefit of having Jetem Flamenco as well at a similar level, so I can chop and change and keep one fresh and use one, etc., you know.
Well, and obviously, with that, you've now qualified, as you say, for the Rolex final in Leipzig. That is now very much on the agenda, is it?
Yeah, I suppose I'll have to keep that in the back of my mind now, how much I'm going to campaign the mare. Obviously, I need to keep her reasonably fresh for, I think it's April is the World Cup final, so I'll bear that in mind when I'm planning my programme.
It is a constant roadshow. Does that mean you get any time off now, between now and April or Christmas? Can you enjoy Christmas?
Well, I can definitely enjoy Christmas because, you know, it's really important for the children and the family. So I'm not going to Mechelen, like I said, so I'll have probably 2.5 weeks at home, which I'm really looking forward to.
But frustration today, but still knowing a job well done.
Yeah, I suppose it's like I say, you can always take some good things away, and a second's not bad, is it?
Close to winning that Rolex watch.
Yeah, I'm not wearing one at the moment, so that would have been handy.